This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. As Kansas City celebrates Union Station's 100-year anniversary, it's clear that our region's dependence on rail is ongoing. Trains crisscross the metro area 24 hours a day. Nearly all of that traffic is freight, and most of the freight tonnage is coal. Reporting for KCUR, Danny Wood considers the potential environmental and health impacts of coal dust coming off of open rail cars.
This is it's a Union Pacific train. It is a coal train. It is probably going toward the St. Louis area.
Jeff Van Leuven has watched trains at Kansas City's Union Station since he was a boy in the 1950s. Rail hobbyist Van Leuven says here on the station's pedestrian bridge, you can watch up to 120 freight trains pass by daily.
Number one, you have coal that comes from the Powder River Basin in Wyoming, and it goes to various power plants throughout the Midwest.
Ensuring the safe transport of oil and gas by train is getting a lot of attention lately, but there can also be serious environmental and health concerns when it comes to coal transport. And on rail lines, coal is the big mover. Statistics from the Association of American Rail show that almost half of the tonnage on U.S. rail lines and about 80% of the tonnage that terminates here in Missouri is coal. Dr. Jennifer Lowry is medical director of the Center for Environmental Health at Kansas City's Children's Mercy Hospital. Dr. Lowry is concerned about the impacts of coal dust from trains in Kansas City, especially on the respiratory health of lower-income Hispanic and African Americans, who are often the communities living near train lines because the housing there is more affordable. I show the doctor a coal train pollution study from the Australian city of Newcastle that links coal dust pollution with health impacts. Like Kansas City, dozens of coal trains pass through Newcastle's residential areas each day. The researchers said their findings suggest that residents living within a quarter of a mile of coal trains experience dust pollution at harmful levels that can cause asthma and even premature death.
Just, you know, looking at the graph that you have here, I mean, it's very obvious that the levels of particulate matter increase significantly as the trains are going by. And so it doesn't take much to make the leap that if the particulate matter in the air is that high, then obviously people are going to be breathing it in.
Parkville, in suburban Kansas City, on the Missouri River, where coal trains cross the main street and continue alongside a recreational area. Coal trains like this are usually feeding power stations, some close to Kansas City, including one of the most powerful in the Midwest, the 1,500 megawatt capacity Iatan 1 and 2 complex owned by Kansas City Power and Light Company. Each day, this complex can consume about 12,000 tons of coal, or a complete coal train of 115 cars, like this one.
I think you're in luck. I think a train's coming by.
Sounds like it.
On the terrace of a restaurant, a few feet from Parkville's level crossing, I ask dust particle expert Greg Muleski how coal dust comes off passing coal trains.
It's primarily wind erosion, and that's driven by large particles. The term is saltation, but they're literally hopping along the surface. And what happens is the coal trains are 110 cars long, so the particles from the first car hop down all the way through.
According to the train companies, the coal on board is the responsibility of the shipper, a power company like KCP&L, that owns the coal and owns or leases the train cars. In an email response, KCP&L said, by shipping their coal in a shape that reduces dust and applying chemical treatments, known as topping agents, they have lowered coal dust by at least 85%. Muleski says that percentage is probably right, but only if the surface of the coal remains intact.
If the load shifts in the car, whatever they've sprayed the whole erosion down, that crust could be broken.
Muleski says from existing U.S. studies, it's very difficult to know how much coal dust really blows off coal trains and what, if any, impact coal dust could be having on human health. Small steps are being taken that could see a focus on coal dust in Kansas City. The Kansas Department of Health and the Environment is looking into how areas of the city near train lines could be included in the EPA's Village Green Air Monitoring Project, a pilot program that monitors air pollution levels. For KCUR, I'm Danny Wood.